So is this about the lawyers? Is it about the jurors? I was disappointed to see some posts about the jury. It's a system. It's a system in the interpretation of the evidence. Obviously, the jury looked at the evidence. They read the evidence. They took the time, and some are saying, well, they didn't take long enough, but they sat in there for 3 months or 3 weeks or however long this trial lasted, and they've seen the evidence, and they interpreted it that there was a reasonable doubt. That's why Casey Anthony was only convicted of lying to police. Is it time now to place blame? Well, I'm not sure. Everyone's emotions are going to be running high. The defense scored a win. We'll talk about it tonight on the show. We'll bring on Blink, someone who's been covering the program for a long time. We'll bring on Pat Brown to talk about, now if Casey Anthony does walk, say with time served, I think she'd be sentenced on Thursday, is there a possibility of this happening again? Somewhere, somehow, to somebody? I'm not sure. But blaming the system, blaming the lawyers, blaming the jury is totally wrong, is wrong. It's the best system that we have right now, and it's the interpretation of the evidence. Obviously, some pundits were right, some pundits were wrong. Remember Wendy Murphy coming on the program saying that there would not be a conviction? Looks like she was right. But is that even relevant in this case? Absolutely not. Justice needs to be served for Kaylee. It wasn't in this courtroom. Will it ever be? Well, there's an ultimate form of justice, and I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens there. So join us tonight, Wednesday, at 9 o'clock Eastern for the Daniel Pretzer Show, where we will sit back and analyze the verdict in the Casey Anthony case. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.